When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and a lot of good stuff up there to check out, so we'll talk about that shortly. And I got another video that John Frink sent us on Animal World Live at hotmail.com, and it's fabulous, but it won't let me post on Facebook, so I'm going to have to tell you about it where you can find it. Anyway, we'll get to that, and I have to say that it's a drizzly, rainy morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest, but it's kind of like normal, so I'm good with that. And as always, across the desk for me is Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And listening to the Robin intro made me remind myself that I was thinking yesterday we might have had a chance to start the show with Celebration.
Oh, well.
With the Seahawks. It looked like there was a glimpse of hope, but unfortunately,
well, up
that
until the second half
exhausted.
Started, I think. When, we were good, a point ahead at the end of the first half.
Right.
And so that was looking good, but...
And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, it wasn't in the cards, but gosh, you know, what a great job they did this year. They weren't expected to get anywhere close to the playoffs, and I think everybody comes out of it with a pretty optimistic picture for the future.
By far above expectations, and all the stuff going in with budgets and draft picks and having a decent quarterback in the meantime. We'll see how long that goes. Seahawks have a very good road ahead of them.
I got an idea. We have a psychic on the show today.
Ooh.
Shall we see if she knows anything about football? Oh, we'll find out. Let's ask
her.
All right, so let's get this table set as, let's see, look, it's wonderful to look through the glass and see in her own private moodlit studio, Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck is here this morning. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
And... I didn't know it either, but we had a field reporter out in the field this weekend.
Yes,
and
I did.
We have a report on local dog shows going on this weekend, and Stacy would be our reporter at large.
It was on site.
Yep. So we're going to hear all about that. And, of course, let's see. It is the third Sunday of the month, so that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Psychic impressions of the Seahawks. or personal awareness coaching with our medium communicator, personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter is here. Well, she's zooming in. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
Now, often on the third Sundays, Natasha makes the long trek down from the Skagit Valley to join us. But that's it. She usually has to have something else to do down here in this area or Seattle to make that long trip. And she didn't have anything today. And it's rainy and all of that. So she's zooming in from home.
I'm integrating a lot of the energies that's going around like everybody else. So it's one of those things that I needed a little extra time for my body this morning.
Yeah. And we're gonna talk to you, of course, about what's going on astrologically and all of that. But Even just before we started the show and Natasha was rattling off a bunch of what's going on, it was like, gosh, no wonder. I mean, I felt like Mercury's been in retrograde for like ever. And I don't think I have ever shuffled as many appointments around as I have this month. Mm-hmm. And this last week, I swear, every single appointment that I almost had scheduled had to change. Okay, you can't do this Saturday. All right, we'll move you out here. All right, this person, you can move in here. And I'm playing musical chairs and shuffling appointments all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been crazy.
It's partly the Mercury in retrograde, but there is
a lot of other stuff going on too. We'll come back to that. But anyway, we're gonna hash all that stuff out with Natasha.
Yes. And it's amazing, actually. It's amazing.
All right. Well, so that's a good sign. So before I lose the train of thought, Nathan brought up the Seattle Seahawks and the fact that they made it to the playoffs, but the playoff game was yesterday, not today. And of course, they lost to San Francisco 49ers, and so they're done for the season. And there seems to be a lot of hope for next season, and we all seem to really like Geno Smith, the quarterback, and the team's really come together and had a lot of great stuff happening. So, Natasha, can you tune in to looking forward to the next season? What do you see for this team, the Seattle Seahawks team, and moving forward? We got good things happening next season?
You know, I really have the understanding that there's been a lot of inner growth for our team this year.
Boy,
a lot of people that were put into situations that they weren't sure they could handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leadership roles. A lot of our the rookies had to step up and be. Oh my gosh, I'm in the pros.
Yeah,
now.
Didn't they start this season with a record number of rookies or something?
I really have an understanding that they really. I'm grateful that we have a team that has a lot of elders mm-hmm. on our team that can, even our coach who can help those
I just love him. I think he's
fantastic. I do too. So I have an understanding that we have a better chance next year.
Oh, good.
To really do the work.
All right. So positive.
I'm not tapping into the humanness because the humanness has its own agenda.
But so anyway, it's a positive feeling you've got going through. So there's reason for hope, Nathan, and so you can think good thoughts.
Yeah, I really think that this little salt and pepper of the tap of we can actually get into the playoffs. Kind of triggered some of those guys that said, "Oh, we can really do this if we do it earlier."
Yeah. So they really did kind of move mountains for a team that's supposed to be rebuilding and a growth year and mm-hmm. weren't supposed to do anything.
Exactly.
That they got it together. They did really well. So anyway, according to Natasha, we'll just all take this to the bank. Everybody, we got there's reason for you football fans to be hopeful and see great things happening for the Seahawks next year. But of course, there are humans, so got to see what happens and what they do with it all. But
the reality.
But the energy looks really good going forward.
It does. It really does.
Okay. Speaking of that energy, Nathan, seems to me that we kind of got a break sort of this last week in terms of the weather, where, the temperature's been pretty consistently in the 40s, so it hasn't been too cold. And yeah, it's been rainy on and off, and we have had some wind and so forth. I can say, fortunately, none of the big wind warnings of last week were of any significance in my area, so I didn't have any more power outages, thank goodness. Although, I was talking to Cindy and Salton, and I think Wednesday. And while we were talking, she had 50-mile-an-hour winds going on. And so there were some significant winds in the studio and, in the area around, but they just seemed to skirt around me and missed me. But boy, they really were strong through the Salton Basin. So I know that moving forward, Nathan, this week, it looks like maybe we have some more storming stuff going on. And I know there's so much storm and water going on in California, and what's going on off the coast and bringing that in, I think, has been coming up the coast and kind of affecting us. But Nathan, what can you tell us what's going on moving forward
here? Well, as far as us in Seattle, all the advisories are coastal, so it shouldn't really affect us as far as like flooding goes. But if you are in that coastal type area, it will, you know, cause an increased threat of floods and landslides. But as far as the inner part of the state, east of the Puget Sound, we're just seeing we'll have weather, but not a lot of it. So it will rain, but it won't be too heavy of rain. It will be windy, but it won't be gusting.
All right. Oh, that right. And one appointment last week, I changed not because the clients had to move things around, but we changed it because of the weather. Because I had this client who, you know, the main problem with the dog was dragging her all over the planet, pulled her over a few times. So I knew we had to spend time out walking and making sure we got this dog under control. And normally I go in and do, when I'm doing a counseling session like this, I do all the general education, and then we talk about everything else and get everything in place. And then the last thing we do is go out walking. But this time of year, that can be dark by then. So I'm kind of restructuring my sessions so that we are sure we can get our walks in during daylight. But the big thing for this particular session was, you know, trainers and dogs don't work real well in the pouring rain and wind. And it was scheduled for Thursday, and that was the worst weather day of the week. But I had something open up on Wednesday, and my client could change her schedule. So we did it on Wednesday instead of Thursday, and it worked out real well because we had a really nice day. So some of the sessions I'm juggling will have to do with weather and so forth. But I think we asked you last month, Natasha, if we were done with winter, hopefully. Or we were just starting winter, but so now we're in January. And I kind of, my recollection is, in most years, our worst winter and snow has been usually in February.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, there's a year when it comes in December, and we get lots of snow in December. And in those years that we had lots of snow and winter in December, then we didn't have as bad a February. So I'm wondering, since that looks like that, how this year's shaking out. We had snow and all of that in December. Mm-hmm. Now we're heading towards February. What do you see weather-wise going on? Do we have another hit of winter? Are we looking at more snow and really cold temperatures in February? Or are we going to be able to avoid that? What do you sense?
I'm really getting that this year's going to be, well, the theme is going to be elements. This year, that are elements, the elements of water, air, fire, earth, metals, all those, and I'm going to include sound, is going to be really waking up, and they're going to be talking with us. So
they might do that through the weather. Is that what you're saying?
They're going to do it through the weather.
Okay.
Since we had such a cold area, time. I had to make sure I had the fire element in my home to create more of a balance.
Yeah, right.
And then what I'm getting is the wind has been really, oh my gosh, the wind has been amazing. It has not stopped being windy for almost 2 weeks.
Right.
Where I've had to put, something on my head during the recess duty, to keep my hair from blowing around. But, that's the element of air, and air is moving things around. It's shifting things. You know, the trees that needed to release a lot of their old is coming off, the limbs, the old limbs that need to come off. And so with that, the elements are really helping us to move through. So we are going to be getting, to answer your question, we are going to be getting more of, I feel like, those ebb and flows of windier times, calmer times, rainier. There's going to be the ebb and flow, but it's going to be intentful. The wind's going to come through. The rain is going to be here. There's going to be sunnier times.
Do you see really, periods of snow or really cold, cold
I'm getting
temperature?
That, yeah, we're going to get another cold, but it's not going to be like December cold. It's
oh,
gonna
good.
Be another, it's going to be another cold where, you know, there's a chance of snow, but it might come down as wet rain or that, gotcha. You know, snow okay. rain mix. But I'm not getting that.
Not
it's
the deep
be,
freeze down in the teens and the 20 no. for a long time. And
if it does, it might be only for like one or two nights. It's not going
to
be.
Okay.
It's not going
to
be
right.
huge. We're going to be going into. So as we're coming into the spring, make sure that if we're getting a lot of warmth, how can we add water to our system? How can we add balancing out those elements? And we'll talk more about that.
Right. But, yeah, we will. We will. Okay. Well, that's pretty
it's
good
huge
though. So
right now.
That, now, I like that, and I'm going to accept that explanation or prediction forward of yours, because I like that.
It's going to be intentful when it's here.
You know, there's
going to be a little
but that no more deep freezes for a long period of time and a few feet of snow in my driveway. So I'm real happy with that forecast. Now, I know that there was some activity on the phones. Did we by chance have anybody? Did we have anybody that's waiting in line with a question or something, Nathan?
They'll be called back in once we're done with prayers and affirmations.
Oh,
and
God.
All that.
Okay. All right. All right. Because I was going to say, if there's somebody waiting, then I need to step it up here and get things done so that we can go to caller. But we do have someone waiting in the wings. Stacey's just going to call them back when we're ready. Okay. Well, might as well. Why don't we? I think that. I've got a bunch of follow-up stuff that we need to chat about. We're going to do more about the astrology sort of thing. We did get to picture the weather. We're going to talk more about, Natasha, about astrologically what the influences are for this year and what we, you know, want to kind of focus on and what all of that sort of thing. So all kinds of stuff going on. But of course, your phone calls always take priority. And we'll entertain your phone calls about anything animals you'd like to talk about. If you've got questions for me, behavior training or healing questions, or questions for Natasha, or if you'd like a personal awareness reading with Natasha, we have open phone lines throughout the show and calls take priority. So if you are interested in chatting with either one or both of us, local numbers 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Now, I think what we'll do is go ahead and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. Then we'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll get whoever wants to chat with us on the line to start with, and then we'll get back to our general list because we got a reporter in the field reports and all that good stuff, and I don't want to wait too long to get to that because the dog show's still going on today, and we've got listeners that might want to go to the show, so we'll talk about that soon. All righty. So if you haven't been here when I start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple little St. Francis prayers for ourselves and our animal friends. And then I got a whole pile of affirmations contributed by all our Animal World family that we do to spiritualize ourselves up for the day and the week. And participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can join me in the prayers and the affirmations, or you cannot. It's completely up to you. It's not like dancing that's required at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train. So here we go with our prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, this prayer is for us human animals, and it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace. Amen. All righty. Now we get to our pile of affirmations here. And I say each of these out loud three times, and you're welcome to join me out loud or silently and use them every day during the week as I do, which I know many of you do because I hear from you. Or you can opt out, completely up to you. Now, this first one we do for ourselves. Some of them we do for our, like, Animal World Collective. But this one we do for ourselves, and comes from me via my spiritual family at Ananda. And I've found this really transformational in my life. So here we go with this one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Now, the second one, we do for ourselves as kind of an Animal World Collective, and this one comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, as she, you know, gives affirmations to us after she works with someone to keep the energy going, and this came from that, and it's so powerful. I've shared it with all of you, and boy, this has made a huge difference in my life. I know it will in yours too if you use it as we recommend here. So three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one is the affirmation. This comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Italian Division. And the affirmation I used to, you know, when you want to go out in the world, to go out with a feeling of health and well-being and spreading that around rather than going out in fear. This is a great affirmation for that. Three times, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, now our next affirmation. This one comes from Natasha. She's tweaked it for her a little bit, but I'm still stuck on our original one here.
Mantras are about who we are. Yeah, you know,
so this one, I'll mess up if I try to do it any other way. So
I get it. I love you.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go with this one. And I do this one along with the others for my animal friends at two every morning when I do them. And it really helps them too. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. God bless you, Nathan. All righty. Now, I don't know if you heard that, but he sneezed. So here we go. All righty. Our last affirmation that concludes this whole pile of affirmations is, again, from my spiritual family, and it is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, with everything going on in this country and around the world, and we really need to spread love and light everywhere to every nook and cranny. So that's what we do with this affirmation and when we get on the love train. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, there we go. And now to conclude the whole ritual, this is Dr. Nell's contribution to his favorite part. Put your cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Well, okay. We are all energized up and ready to go for the day and the week, so we are going to take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show, so listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them, and stay right where you are. We'll come back and get a report, field report on the dog shows going on locally, and get to our phone call, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful best in energy codes practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can listen to our broadcast from the second Sunday of any month and hear her in the studio with Brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen, treating our listeners and their animal friends. And, of course, Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. Again, you can check her out. Website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com, Vertical Energy on Facebook, I believe. And you can call or text her at this number for a free introductory session, either in her office at the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery or remotely on the phone or via Zoom or whatever. Anyway, call or text Linda at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. Check out our NuPro supplements, and that's N-U-P as in Peter R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and great descriptions and all of that online. And you can find a lot of the supplements, or some of the supplements, in local stores, or you can order online. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center, is back in business. Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in a little place in Shoreline, and it's absolutely wonderful. The energy is just magnificent. Letting you know that she is doing an introductory, a level one Accutonics class will be happening this month, I think December 21st through the 23rd, and she does have openings in the class. If you have always been interested learning how to do Accutonics, this would be your opportunity. So you can go to her website, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just call her at 206-706-2836. And by the way, she's done some wonderful sound videos for us. One for the winter solstice in December, and one for the new year. And boy, it's just wonderful to sit and listen, watch the gongs and listen to the sound healing for that. You can find both of those videos, sound healing videos, on the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, or go to Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can find them there as well. All righty then. We are, as promised, phone calls take priority. So before we get to our field reporter and dog shows, we're going to honor that and take care of our first caller and that. I think we're heading up to Lake Stevens. And Tina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning, Martha and Natasha. Thank you so much for getting me in early.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good morning.
Are you on your way to some big horse event or something?
Well, I'm on my way to Mounted Archery Club practice.
Oh, that's right. Now, Tina, for any of you that don't know, I don't know, have we talked about this on the air, but Natasha, one of the things that Tina does for fun is, you know, she's a horse person and rides mm-hmm. horses. Well, now a horse thing that you can do with your horses for fun is archery on your horse. So they learn to ride the horse and shoot arrows at you know, targets. So it's really fun to watch Tina's videos of, you know, her riding down and shooting arrows at the, and then they have the teacher do it, and, you know, he blows everybody else out of the water. But it looks like a really cool sport. They didn't, when I was really active with my horse and doing stuff, they didn't do that kind of stuff. Probably a good thing, or I'd have shot somebody. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful time, Tina.
Thank you.
So anyway, before you get off to archery and shooting arrows around, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to ask Natasha what she might pick up from my dog, Olive. Olive is a little, she was 4 years old in November. And when we used to go to Beth's house and hang out with Beth's dogs and Beth's horses, and now she won't even go to the barn. And I did a house sit at a different place that has horses, and she wouldn't get near that barn either. She just gets about halfway, and then she turns around and runs back to the house.
That's right. So, and Tina, Natasha, Tina called in last week. And we talked about this so that Dr. Nails could work on all of the dog and Linda on Tina and did all of that. But if I remember correctly, correct me, Tina, if I got details wrong, but I think Olive's about 4 years old now.
Yeah, she was 4 in November.
And she's a border collie
Yeah.
Golden Retriever.
She's a Border Collie Golden Retriever.
So she looks like a flat coat, a black Golden Retriever is kind of what she looks like.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was 2 years ago, up until that point, she was fine around the horses in the barn. 2 years ago, I think, Tina, you said you were doing a barn sit or something somewhere, and she was with you or something going on. You don't know what happened, but something happened during and it's been now. Okay, so Natasha's already picking up Tina on something. So you go ahead first of all, before you go on, have you noticed any difference or any changes in this last week since Nels and Linda worked on everything?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, good. All right, so Natasha, tell us what you're seeing and what you pick up about Olive and this whole thing.
Okay, I'm going to lead into that. The energies that I'm talking about that have really come in very strong, they were starting to come in towards the end of last year, like starting about September, starting to weave in. But it was almost like walking through a veil when we went into this new year. And our animals are really waking up like we are to the energies around us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to lead that in because of the fact that Border Collies, and a lot of the herding animals, and the hunters are very in tuned with the energies around them. Mm-hmm. And the energies around us are very weird right now. Okay.
Won't argue with you there.
So the animals are picking up on this weirdness too. And we are being weird. Us humans are being weird. So the animals are kind of feeling a little unsteady.
Uh-huh.
There was something that happened in that barn. There was like
2 years ago about.
Yeah, but there's something else that's like happening still. That there's like a certain noise. There's a certain certain thing that happened. Like something really dropped. And it was really close to her, and she was focused on something else.
Okay, so it wasn't like an incident between her and a horse. She didn't like get kicked, and Tina didn't know it or something.
No, but
this was
something...
more a sound or something that happened when she was in that environment, and she's associated it with
the horse, the barn.
Okay.
There's that, and it had almost the sound of like a horse when they really. Do like they just let go of everything, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, they pound at the same time, they shake, they snort, and what she was doing was she was focused on something else. Like it could have been a cat that she was starting to think about, you know, engaging with, or, you know, something else was
distracting her.
And so she really got into that fear base. And, so she associates anything and everything, you know, whatever, like the horse, the barn, those kinds of things with that energy. Like my dog will not go into the shop. There's a fire in there. There's noises in there that are vibrationally challenging for her. She will not go in the shop at all. She shakes and shivers.
Okay.
So it's just a thing, and we just don't ask her to do it. Sometimes I'll ask her to go in when I feel like she has the edge, but you know, that's another story. So with that, there's this thing. And she, you know, this is something that, yeah, doing work like with Nels and stuff can help break the fear. But what I would do is that I would, with what Nels and Linda has done last week, really work with the mantra. We are all aligning with the energies of the now. We are working through the fears. We are working through the uncertainties. We are working through the knowings. We are trusting the process. You know, whatever you can do towards that movement of the application of moving forward and inch her forward.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So that she can create more of a trust. She, you know, this might be more lifelong where she may not go into the barn, but yet she'll start trusting the process. I feel like summer might be a time when she starts feeling like you might find her like starting to go towards the barn, and don't say anything. Just keep doing. You know, act like there's no fear. Act like there's nothing wrong with her. Just kind of go through the process, because the more you wake her up to it, the more she's going to say, oh, that's what I used to do, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense? So just treat her like she's always done it. But there was a noise that really got her when she was in another mode, like she was in a hurt mode, or she was in a very intent mode, and it really jarred her where she didn't know where it came from. And there's that noise that continues once in a while that she hears it when, and it's associated with horses.
Triggers it again.
It triggers it again.
Yeah. So, Tina, this all, you know, makes good sense. I think it would be good for you indefinitely to call in the second Sunday of every month and get her reset.
Yeah.
So we keep resetting her nervous system. Then I think I'd go with first off, especially since it's winter and all of that right now, that you kind of go follow what Natasha's talking about expecting her to just do it and go into the flow and not calling attention to the
stuff. Like it's every day. Right. Like she's done it every day. She's going in the barn like she did every day.
So let's
treat it like it was.
Go with that approach. Now, if we get through that, if we are not making the progress that we need to, at any point, we could get serious and set up a behavior modification program. So just so you know, the groundwork with that would be is you would have your jolly routine laid in solid.
Okay.
And it should really be a jolly routine keyed to a high value food reward.
Okay.
Then now that we know from Natasha that it relates to an experience that involved sound around the barn, she says it's a horse related sound and that it continues to happen from time to time. So kind of what I'm seeing in my mind is where we'd go with this is that you'd umbilical cord her. You'd put a light lead on her and attach her to you. And she'd just do chores with you and do the stuff, you know. And she's with you. You have your food pouch. You have your jolly routine laid in. And then you would be ultra aware of any sounds going on. And any sound that happens, you'd be doing a woohoo, oh boy cheese, or oh boy hot dog, you know, whatever your jolly trigger is. And so we would work through it kind of on that level. Does that kind of make sense to you?
It does. Okay. It does. Thank you.
Right. But before we have you work so hard on that, let's just make sure you're laying in and getting the foundation laid for that jolly routine, that it's solid and ready to go. In the meantime, we'll keep up the resets with Dr. Nels once a month, and you should take advantage of his free Zoom session if you haven't done that already.
I need to do that this week, yes.
Yeah, because you need to get that scheduled this month if you want the freebie. And then let's have you, your attitude is she's just always done it, and you're going to follow Natasha's directions. And then why don't you check in with us next month, just, and we'll have Natasha look again, and you can report as to how much you've been able to change on all of this.
Yeah, because she is kind of that energetically challenged, isn't she?
I think so. Depending on what you mean by energetically challenged.
Well, in other words, she has that you know, the Australian Shepherd, you know, cattle dog, you know, sense of energy. She just kind of has
a little higher strung
is what we would call it.
Yeah, she is, but she's also got a little bit of the golden retriever, doty doty do.
Yeah, exactly. But those two combination is what that. If you look at those two combinations of the doty doty do. Oh, shoot, what was that, you know, mode?
Yeah, okay.
if that makes sense. And the sound that you're looking for is almost like the horse. It's almost like the shoes of a horse.
I squeal, because one of the horses at that particular barn used to squeal and kick the wall.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's something to deal with the sound of the hoof against something at the same time.
Think you got
the horse
it.
And so with that the horses can make that same kind of sound when they kind of do that shake and blow out of their nose at the same time. They might like stomp their foot or kick, you know, type of thing. And that's kind of in that tone that you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, and see, we could recreate, you know, we could do a whole behavior modification breakdown, and recreate all of that. But before we work that hard, let's just go with the plan, okay?
Okay.
And then you check in again next month.
I think that she's going to, over this next year, she's going to relax because of the way that, we're working with the energies.
Right.
And remember that they are also starting to sense a lot of the cryptics, a lot of the energy fields, a lot of the spirits, a lot of the like cat spirits. And they're starting to sense a lot of those things also. So it's not just sounds that they're engaging with. They're engaging with a lot of other understandings.
Mm-hmm.
Like the squirrels are talking to our dogs now.
I'm getting a herd coming in. Mom, I'm seeing dead people.
Exactly. So I'm saying that the animals are part of this wake up that we're doing. And so it's interesting. Like I had an owl that flew across me, you know, on the freeway. I haven't had that for years. You know, I had a post where somebody had an eagle that swooped down and over their car. I've had squirrels like run in front of my car where I've had to slam on the brakes. I mean, it's been interesting how the animals are starting to really engage with us, and our dogs and cats are in this process also.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank
Tina.
You so much.
All right. Have fun at your archery practice.
I will.
All right.
Too.
We'll talk to you next month. Thanks for
okay.
calling. God bless.
Bye
bye. All righty. Well, I'm glad we got Tina in, and yes. That makes total sense. So I think we got a handle on what's going on. So be interesting to see how this shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
And and it just reminded me when you're talking about, you know, they're seeing, you know, more spirits and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just on a sidebar, I have a new favorite just for fun show. Now, have any of you watched Ghosts? Okay, well, it's a comedy on CBS, and I mm-hmm. think it's like on Thursday nights at 8:30 or something. And they, anyway, it's just a sitcom, and it's about, you know, a couple that inherited this old mansion, and it's haunted with ghosts, and they've turned it into a bed and breakfast. Anyway, it is so well written; it's absolutely hysterical, and it's just goofy and funny. And it has ghosts, and the wife can see and hear all the ghosts, and the husband can't. And it's the ghosts are all frozen in time of when they died, you know. So there's a Viking, and you know. Anyway, it's really, really funny. So if you want to just for fun, it's the show binge Ghosts, because I think they're going into their second season or something. But anyway, it's really well written, and it's, you know, it's a 30-minute show, but mm-hmm. they have a whole season. Anyway,
it's cute. Yeah, it's
very cute. It's really funny, and you'll enjoy it. Now, there aren't any animals in there yet, but at some point they'll probably run out of people ghosts to do, and they'll bring in animals or something. But anyway, they're doing a phenomenal job of writing this thing, because it's absolutely funny. So it's so good. All righty. Let's see. We better take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour before we run out of time. And then I got a bunch of stuff to get to. Of course, you can call in if you got questions for me or Natasha, or want a personal reading with Natasha. We'll do that anytime. But we're going to take care of advertisers, and then we're going to the field, and our field reporter on dog shows. We got a live report for you coming up. Straight ahead, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. That might be wrong. I wasn't paying. No, that's correct. I guess I was wrong last hour. Never mind. At any rate, yeah, here we go. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at local pet stores or online. And I think that covers the bases. So, Stacy.
Hello.
You are a reporter at large out in the field.
I guess so. I didn't think of it that way.
Tell us what's going on in the world of dog shows.
So, yeah, I thought about it yesterday because I remember once a caller had asked, you know, that we should tell them when there's dog shows in the city. So this weekend, I found out like Thursday, this whole weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and tomorrow, because that's the holiday.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, Monday. There's three separate dog shows. Like one, each day is a whole dog show.
Different show.
Yeah, different show. So yesterday was the Gig Harbor Kennel Club sponsored the show. And then today it's the Puyallup Dog Fanciers or something. And then Monday is actually the Seattle Kennel Club dog show.
Yeah, and that's what the schedules, I was real familiar with dog show schedules and so forth back in the 70s, folks. That's when I was doing showing and all of that. So I knew where everything was. And for decades, the Seattle Kennel Club show, which was one of our big local show, happened in February at the Seattle Center, the exhibition hall. And it was actually a two-day show and a bench show, which means the dogs had to stay on premise and be benched for people to look at and all of that. And so it was a big deal. But then after a while, you know, it just things changed energetically and all that sort of thing. And then they moved down to Puyallup and now kind of congealing everything. And I have no idea, but I'm sure that the pandemic and all of that messed up the world of dog shows just like everything else.
Yeah, I remember right after the pandemic, they had it in the spring, but they had it outside.
Yeah. So there have been a lot of changes. Yeah. And so anyway, it sounds like it's settled now. Is they're doing a bunch of shows together at the Puyallup Fairgrounds.
Right, so you're inside.
Yeah.
And then they have all the rings set up in the big, you know, facility there. So it's actually really nice. You know, they have,
so you were there yesterday.
I went yesterday because I saw 50 Frenchies being shown in their breeders. Amazing.
Oh my gosh. What was the energy like? Frenchie.
Oh, it was very fun.
Frenchie world.
Right. It's fun. It's funny when they're in their crate, sometimes they'll, I don't know if you heard Frenchies bark, they sort of have this, they sound like a baby. And so when they start doing that, it's so funny because it's a weird bark. It's not like a normal bark. And so it sounds like a baby crying. It's kind of funny. But anyway, they were so cute. There were 50 of them being shown. And so I watched that one.
Yeah, you got your Frenchie fix.
I got my Frenchie fix, yeah.
Drove
down there. So it's nice because when they used to have in Seattle, it was expensive because eventually it went to like by Lumen Field and that exhibition center. And it was like $20 to get in. And then you had to pay to park. Well, now you just pay to park. It's like $8. But you get in for free to the show.
That's the way it used to be back in the day. You didn't have to pay to go to
the
show.
The last time when it was in Seattle, I thought it was very expensive. But anyway, so people want to go. There's one all day
today.
That's
why it moved, because everybody said it's too, you know, the spectators said, well, we're not going.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's free. You don't have to pay. Entrance is free. You just pay for parking.
Pay for parking. And then the breed shows started like at 8 this morning. But like with the, you know, when they have the group winners and they get, that doesn't start till 2:30. in the afternoon. So,
and so the because you get the individual breed judging,
right?
Then the groups,
groups,
the sporting group, the herding group, the working.
So that's
group.
All starting so at 2:30.
And then the winners from all the groups. The last competition is for best in show,
right?
And that's a winner from all six groups or whatever it is.
I didn't stay for all that yesterday.
And you get a best in show, but so you'd have three different best in show winners because you've got
three different shows
this weekend.
Yeah, so it was fun. And I enjoyed. And there's lights. So if you like looking for dog merchandise, there's all kind of beds and collars and snacks. So that's always fun for me too. I like to.
Well, that was often, you know, when going to the dog shows. Part of the fun was shopping.
Shopping.
And
just seeing all the
different. Wandering around and seeing all the
dogs.
Yeah, all the
different breeds. You know, when I was little, we had a Japanese. We called them, in Hawaii, they call them Japanese Spaniels, but I guess now they're Japanese chins.
Yes.
So it was fun to see that kind of, you know, you don't see them very much. And they had like only six dogs in their show. You know, they're very small.
And the Japanese chins, and I rarely, if ever, see them.
Right. They've gotten much smaller. Like, my dog was pretty good size. I mean, he was like, you know, 10, 15 pounds. Where now they're like 4 pounds. I mean, they're tiny now. So I don't know if they bred them down or anyway. But then there's these huge Great Danes. And then when you have so many of them, it's just kind of amazing to see that.
Yeah, I know. When Seattle Kennel Club used to be a bench show, I don't even know. I'm sure they do bench shows somewhere anymore. But a bench show would mean... If for shows the way they normally work, you would bring your dog to the show that's going to be in the show, but you're not required to have them out for people to see until it's time for them to compete. And so there's room, of course, for dogs to be crated and housed and that kind of thing. And then you would bring them to the ring when it's time for them to be shown, and you'd see all the dogs in the ring competing. But in a benched show, the handlers are required to have their dogs available for viewing all the time. So they would have a different room from where the shows are and benches kind of set up. So the dogs would be on display in their little benched area so that people, you could come in and wander through this area and see and meet all the different dogs. That and so the public and the spectators love a bench show because you can get much more up and personal and all the individual dogs. But for those that own the dogs and do the handling and the showing, it's a real pain.
Right.
You know,
it seemed like the people here are all very nice. You know, people, they were like spectators and they'd go, you know, when people were waiting, people go talk to them or when they're getting their dog ready to, you know, people. And everybody seemed super nice to just, you know, give information to people asking about different breeds.
Yeah, I think back in the, you know, 60s, 70s, you know, when I was really, training and doing show circuits and all of that kind of stuff, it was a much snootier operation.
Oh.
So things have changed and lightened up quite a bit. Since that time.
Yeah.
And at any rate, I'm glad you got a chance to go down and thanks for reporting for us. Now, there are, some smaller shows that I'm not always aware of, but the big ones in the area used to always be Seattle Kennel Club in the January, February time frame. And then in the summertime, like the July, August time would be Whidbey Island Kennel Club, and that would be up at the Monroe Fairgrounds. I think they still do that, but I think that also might be a combination of a few different shows together.
I was talking to this one woman who was showing her Frenchie, and I guess next weekend is a big show in Portland. So that, I guess everybody goes down to Portland for the, you know, the next show or something.
Yeah. So I'll try to keep my ears open, and if we hear about shows, we'll let you know. But so all day today down at Puyallup, and all day tomorrow.
All day tomorrow. Right.
So Martin
Starts
Luther
at 8
King
o'clock.
Day holiday. All righty. Thanks for the report. Looks like we are out of time for this first hour. So we're going to wrap up hour number one, fire up hour number two, and in between, we're going to hop on that love train. With everything going on, we need to spread the love and the light all over the place and need some exercise, get the juices flowing, and that's what this is all about. And you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet, join the love train. I'm going to cruise through and pick you up on the way. And just think about this country and the world and everything going on, and spread your love and your light all over the planet. It is the most powerful energies there are. So let's lighten it up and raise the vibration, as they say. And I charge up the love train with the yogi energization prayer. So we have extra energy and juice for the rest of the day and the week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.